So yeah, today's reading is from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. You could read along, but then you'd miss this wonderful acting, so it's up to you. That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples,
"Let us go over to the other side."
Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him. "Is he up?" "He's not up." We might need a hand waking Jesus up. So congregation, on the count of three, can I get you all to shout, "Wake up!" Nice and loud. One, two, three. "Wake up!" The disciples woke him and said to him,
"Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves,
"Peace, be still."
Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples,
"Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
They were terrified and asked each other,
"Who is this? Even the wind and waves obey him."
Please do sit down. If you go to school, or if you're the parent of somebody who goes to school, then you've probably heard of the Octonauts. For the benefit of everyone else in the world, Octonauts is a cartoon on iPlayer and Netflix. In the show, eight talking animals explore, rescue, and protect, mostly sea creatures. But in the last few years, they've been going onto the land as well. I was going to show you a picture of the Octonauts, but due to some copyright issues, I've had to trace that drawing myself. So here you go. This is my drawing of some of the Octonauts. Thank you. It's quite good, isn't it? Now, I don't know what the scariest episode of Octonauts is, but I can think of one scene in the Great Sea Swamp where there's a wildfire that breaks out in the Florida Everglades and they need to rescue the baby snakes who have only just hatched. Fortunately, Tweak, a talking bunny, has brought the GUP-K, which can travel on water and land. And as they race through the water in the GUP-K, there's trees that are on fire and they're falling down all around them. It's a tense scene. And you wonder, are they going to make it? Tweak's dad is stuck in the mud with one of the baby snakes, and they try to throw him a line, but then another tree falls down in front of them, cutting them off from the boat. It's so tense that at one point, Peso, that's a penguin who's a medic, says, "Flappity flippers, how will we get to him now?" And the tree's too big for the GUP-K to chomp through, and the flames of the fire are too big to put out. But then Mummy Snake swims under the tree to help Tweak pull them out with the octo grabbers. Phew! But then they're trapped and there's nowhere to go unless Captain Barnacles, who's a polar bear, puts the GUP-K into car mode and drives up the hill and with a daring jump over the flames leads everyone to safety. What an adventure. And the whole thing happens in less than 3 minutes. It's one of those parenting moments where you're cuddled up on the sofa watching something perfectly innocent and playful with your little ones and you're thinking, is this going to come back to bother me again later in nightmares or pyrophobia? That's fire. And the answer is probably yes. Now, you may be wondering, what on earth has all of this got to do with anything? Let alone the Bible story that we've just seen so brilliantly played out by the dad's drama group. But I believe that they do have at least one thing in common. Maybe this. There's a similar number of people in a boat on the water in great danger. They're in real trouble. it looks like they're going to die. While Peso says, flappity flippers, the disciples say to Jesus, teacher, don't you care if we drown? And Captain Barnacles, in one of his most Christ-like moments, is able to do something to lead everyone to safety. Perhaps you know what it feels like to be a little bit scared on the water. Perhaps you've been on a very difficult sea crossing. Some of us get a little seasick if the water's too choppy, right, Sophie? Shall we try to recreate that feeling now? Yes! Great. When I point at you, let's send a Mexican wave all the way across the room from one side to the other and back. Yeah? Okay? Ready? Start over here. Oh, and again, a bit faster. You can stand up if you want this time, if you're able. Thank you very much. Great. Now you've had a stretch, I can take another 5 minutes. Imagine being stuck on a boat in that. And I wonder what you'd say if I asked you about your most frightening experience so far. It doesn't have to have been on the water, it could be anything. But thinking about what scares us will help us to understand something of what it was like for the disciples in the boat in Mark 4. But Jesus, by comparison, is completely calm. He's asleep. He's so calm, he has to be woken up. Now, maybe he's not as deeply asleep as Darren was, but Jesus wakes up and he says those famous words, quiet, be still. And the wind dies down and it's completely calm. And then Jesus turns to his disciples and he says something quite amazing. He says, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Now, we completely understand why the disciples are so afraid. They were caught out in a small boat in a big storm, and they thought they were going to die. Jesus isn't being slow or insensitive. He doesn't lack empathy. He's using this experience to teach them something about himself. They'd been with him for a while now. In Mark's gospel, they'd seen him drive out evil spirits, heal all the sick, including a man with leprosy and a paralyzed man. Jesus wants them to stop and think about what they've seen. Is he just another normal man? A good teacher? If so, how has he been able to do all of these miraculous things? Because he's not just another normal man, is he? He's the king of the kingdom of God. Can you say that with me? He's the king of the kingdom of God. And again, he's the king of the kingdom of God. He clearly has the power of God to command healing. And his point is very simple. If they knew that Jesus had the power of God, then they would expect this story to have a happy ending. And it does. He commands the wind and the waves to be still, and they are. Now imagine they knew that he could do that. Imagine they knew the end from the beginning. How would this story be different? Instead of panicking in the boat about dying, they'd have calmly woken Jesus up and asked him to calm the storm down a bit. And they'd have probably done that much earlier on. No one would have worried about a storm. Instead, they'd have seen it and taken it straight to Jesus. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? If they really knew who he really was, they'd have trusted him more and panicked less. Who is this man? He's the king of the kingdom of God. By the end of the story, the disciples are more afraid of Jesus than they are of the storm, and rightly so. Who can do that? The king of the kingdom of God can do that. Now, this principle of trusting Jesus when you're scared applies to us in all sorts of ways, even the most scary thing that you can think of. Why don't you turn to the person next to you and just for 1 minute, tell them, what's the most scary thing you can think of? Go. Thank you. Let's come back together. Thank you very much. I can only imagine what you've just been talking about. Maybe snakes or spiders, heights, the dark, small spaces, or even public speaking. But this principle of trusting Jesus when you're scared applies to us in all different kinds of ways. Even the most scary thing that you can think of, even to death itself. Now, you'll know that as a church, we've just celebrated Easter, a true story about Jesus rising again from the dead. We believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead and is still alive today in heaven. Now, look at what Jesus promises his disciples in John chapter 14. In fact, let's say all of this together. Say this with me. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. John 14, verse 3. That's Jesus' promise for his people. Jesus is in heaven, and he's the king of the kingdom of God. And he's promised to take his friends to be with him where he is. So even when a Christian dies, they go to be with Jesus. They may have been scared of death before, but after death, they wake up with Jesus, and when they do, they'll realize that they didn't need to be scared before. Now, being afraid isn't pleasant, and death isn't pleasant, but how we think about it is the same principle that Jesus is teaching the men in the boat here. If you knew the end from the beginning, you'd have thought about it differently. Now, we naturally all worry about our troubles, but how many of them turned out okay in the end? If only you could know that. If only you could know the end from the beginning, it would make a difference, right? If you knew that, it would cancel out all of the needless worry in the world, because you're not afraid of something that's not a problem. Now, I need to hear this too, because I'm probably the worst worrier in the world. I think I could probably have a panic attack about having a panic attack, and I can't even watch a scary movie. So what is Jesus saying to me here today? He's saying, Daryl, when it all calms down, when you get to the other side, you will realize that you didn't need to panic. You just needed to trust what I'm saying. And that's what faith is. We panic about things because we don't know the outcome and we fear the worst. But Jesus says, trust me, even with your death. If you're a Christian, if you believe that Jesus will take care of your sin on the cross, if you believe that he is all you need to make you right again with God, if you believe that he can cause you to rise again from the dead, then he will do all of those things for you, and you don't need to worry about it. But even if you're not a Christian yet, Jesus says, if you trust me, that I can do all of this for you, then I will. Because that's what faith in Christ is. Belief that Jesus is going to make the big storms calm again, even when there's no earthly reason for you to think that you're safe, even when things go badly wrong, even when life seems completely out of control, because Jesus knows different. And that's why he can sleep soundly through the storm. You react different when you know it's all going to be okay. And I think there's something there for us this morning when he says that to them. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? As we were singing earlier, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I'm sure Julian and Martin were quite nervous earlier stepping up to sit in those chairs with their blindfolds, deprived of their senses, wondering what was going to happen to them. Partly it was probably unpleasant, but we promised them that they would be okay. And if they trusted that promise, they didn't need to panic. They were brave, And they did that for you, to help you remember this lesson. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let's close our eyes for a moment and be quiet, and I'll pray. Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Lord Jesus, thank you that your word has this promise for us, that we do not need to be afraid, even of death, because you have conquered death by rising again. Thank you that if we trust in you to save us from death, that you will lead us to eternal life. Lord, help us when we're afraid, when we panic, when we suffer, when things are unpleasant. Lord, help us in our darkest moments when things are out of control to trust you. Help me to trust you, because you have promised to lead us to a new place where there is no suffering or death anymore. Give us this faith, for we ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen.